Okay.
I am recording.
Squiggles are squiggling. Hello, and welcome to Stasis Pod, the Transformers Rescue Bots Academy podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
I only have a one-sentence note for this episode. I'm David.
Full disclosure, I did watch this episode while making myself a dirty chai in the kitchen, so...
That's a chai tea with a bunch of olive juice in it, right?
No, but sure. It's a chai latte with a shot of espresso.
Okay. I know. Once again, we are continuing our episode by two episode journey through Transformers Rescue Bots Academy. Tonight we're looking at episodes 15 and 16. First off, the TX-3000.
Wait, does that mean our show is internally bi-weekly?
I'm going to say yes. At the very least, it's bi-weekly curious.
Fair.
The TX-3000, which I think was the name of the bad guy in that third Terminator movie. The one that was Kristanna Loken.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, wow.
I know I saw that movie, but I really don't... Okay. I remember one thing from that movie, and it's just Arnold carrying a coffin.
Yes.
That's like all I remember. I think that might have just been in the trailer.
No, that's like a big action scene in the movie.
Okay.
Edgar, holy shit.
Sarah Connor has died, and so they go to her mausoleum.
Oh, right, and it's full of guns.
Right, because, she was cremated. So the coffin's just actually full of guns. So Schwarzenegger's just carrying this coffin full of guns out.
I, too, would ask to be cremated and have my coffin full of guns.
That's probably better than appearing in Terminator 3.
Yeah. Terminator 3 is the one that I have still just never actually bothered to watch.
It's really not great. It's extremely
Did
like...
Did you see the ones after that?
2000.
Yes.
The one out. I think that Dark Fate was not bad.
I liked Dark Fate.
And for that matter, I thought, despite the terrible name, Genesis was kind of fun.
Yeah.
They both got some good Schwarzenegger in them. Mm.
They do.
It's weird that they still have Schwarzenegger.
I mean, I do think that Genesis did suffer a little bit for insisting on being a PG-13.
Yes.
I think there are certain movie franchises that you should just accept are going to be an R, and that is one of them.
That's right.
But, yeah. Other than that, it was fine.
I mean, that first Terminator alone, I mean, not only is there the gore and the way longer than you'd expect sex scene, but, of course, there's also the bit where the Terminator's, like, scrolling through possible responses to a guy yelling at it. And, of course, it picks, "Fuck you, asshole."
Well, and, like, you get to see Arnold completely nude from multiple
yes.
angles.
TVs weren't that good in the 80s, so you couldn't see that Schwarzenegger was just...
You didn't quite notice his balls originally, yes, but...
I mean, he is dangling free in those, modern Blu-ray versions. My God.
Hmm.
Bounce. Yeah, there's a lot of detail that was not... originally that VHS was not up to delivering
on. They hadn't invented that little sock thing yet, so he's just flopping around all over the place. Anyway, this children's cartoon.
Yes.
This cartoon for very small children.
So, well, hey, speaking of VHS, Cody is here, and it is movie night at Rescue Bots Academy.
Yes.
Yay!
And our choices are either Simians in Space.
Uh-huh. Captain Simian, yeah.
You maniacs! You blew it up! Or Skateboard Snakes 2.
They made a second one.
I'm tired of these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday skateboard.
I will still, to this day, argue that the song from Snakes on a Plane was an absolute banger.
Had a song?
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay. By Cobra Starship.
I will find this for you later. I mean, unless we want to do an entire side that's just listening to that song, which I would not be opposed to, but everyone else would.
Let's just say that, I'm ready for it. Come on, bring it. But no, we can do that. We can do this later. instead, I believe, was it Medix wants to watch, The History of Tourniquets?
Yes. This thrilling. I mean, like, tourniquets are an entire concept and principle that would not be present in Cybertronian medicine, so that's probably fascinating.
That is a good question.
Because even if you had, like, fluid loss, you can't, like, squeeze the part because you're not squishy, you're made of metal.
I mean, I guess you could, like, compress, like, a tube? Sort of?
You just have to, like, cap off the end, which is a completely different concept.
Yeah. Or, you know, you kind of use, like, one of those, like, when I get my blood taken, they use, like, a heat thing to sort of seal the tubes.
Oh. They didn't do that when they took my blood.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's way cooler than my blood taking has been.
No, I'm a regular donor, but, they sort of, you know, once they've taken everything out of your arm, they sort of use, like, a thing that sort of seals the tubes with heat so they can, you know, discard everything and just get the blood bag.
Huh. I guess generally when I haven't given blood in probably, like, 12 years, but I have had it taken for medical sampling and, they didn't do anything that exciting.
Anyway, but movie night is in fact interrupted because Heatwave has some good news. They're going to get some TX-3000s to practice with.
Oh boy! How exciting! And,
this truly is like the Ron Papil device of rescue equipment. It's got an ice beam. It's got a laser. It's got a rescue net. It shoots beacons.
It's kind of just the rescue version of the
Decepticon. It just made me think of the gun from Fifth Element.
It made me think of the Decepticon hunters from Robots in Disguise.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, those two, yeah.
It's basically just the same technology applied to rescue equipment, which seems like a good idea, honestly. I'm not criticizing that.
So, you know, everybody's excited, except for, of course, for Hot Rod, because, you know, been there, done that. I've totally used one of these things before.
I've used, like, five of them all the time.
Yeah, just like, I had one with each hand, I had one on each foot, and then I was operating the fifth one with my butt. Totally easy.
She lives in Canada. You wouldn't know her.
I guess that's my problem with the premise of this episode. That any of them believe Hotshot when he's obviously the braggart child? Yeah, sure, I've done that before. Sure, you have Hotshot. Nobody does that. Not even Heatwave.
So he's... they all use these to start to sort of try and fix some leaking fire hydrants. And Hotshot instead ends up... shooting Heatwave with his, and then he ends up being chased by his own rescue beacons. And he shoots a hole in the ceiling with the laser. He's, let's just say if he's used these before, he wasn't very good at it then either.
No.
So Heatwave says, yes, you guys get a better practice, because there'll be a test on using these in a week.
There's going to be a test.
Yep. So, you know, everybody's studying, but Hotshot can't study with everybody because he's got to go get his rescue, his study cushion.
Yeah, what the hell?
Which, I'm not entirely sure why a robot has a cushion, but,
He even picks up a cushion on a couch they have as an example.
But it's not his. I guess. That's not the right one.
Yes, it's not his. It's my spec. There's only one like it.
Yes.
But the concept of cushions for Transformers is slightly odd. I mean, it makes sense.
Then again, we're also talking
on Earth in a way, But, like, it's not a normal Transformers thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, generally, you know, the spaceships and environments and everything are just all, like, hard metal.
Yeah, which, in and of itself, is a little weird. Since they have beds.
Maybe yes, they're just getting used to Earth concepts.
Hmm. But I would think, like, with a pointy metal butt, it might be convenient to have pillows.
Hmm. But anyway, he doesn't come back, so finally Whirl has to go, and he is indeed hiding under some bushes.
Yes. Just cradling his gun in some bushes.
Relatable.
I'm just thinking about Homer Simpson talking about how we're just going to hide under some coats and wait for the whole thing to blow over.
Yeah.
And so Whirl's like, you've never actually used one of these before in your entire life, have you? He's like, yes.
Aww.
Okay. So once again, we're doing Griffin Rock. We're in the danger room, and yet you know everybody else scores 90%. But Hotshot, despite having no idea what he's doing, hits on some real beginner's luck and scores 100.
Yeah, he accidents himself into 100.
Yes, it's a real Anakin Skywalker in the Battle of Naboo kind of thing here.
Oh God, yeah.
They're like, oh, he must actually be really good with this. Now we're going to trust him.
Alternately, maybe he's just like the Mozart of using the TX-3000, and the world becomes his Salieri. She's just obsessed that he can use this thing.
Wait, who was Salieri in that movie?
F. Murray Abraham.
Oh, yeah.
Khonshu himself.
Yeah. Khonshu. Oh, yeah. Man, I need to do a Moon Knight rewatch. That shit was so good.
Hmm. Also the bad guy in Star Trek Insurrection.
Hmm. Wait.
They're like the evil facelift aliens?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's in, like, literally everything.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Wait, was he the bad guy in... Oh, he is in Name of the Rose. Yeah.
Oh, Name of the Rose and Last Action Hero.
Hmm.
Not the main bad guy in Last Action Hero. That's, what's his name? Game of Thrones guy.
Charles Dance?
Charles Dance, yes.
Oh, Charles Dance.
I do enjoy some Charles Dance.
Hmm.
Last Action Hero is actually great. I know that nobody liked it in 1993, but it is a real hoot.
I never actually saw it.
Oh, you are missing out.
I saw it a few times in high school because we had a projector in the film production room and we would just use it to watch movies via projector.
I don't know, I'm just talking about Schwarzenegger tonight.
It's just a Schwarzenegger kind of night. It is what it is.
It is.
We have a TX-3000, so it sort of makes sense.
There is that. And also, you turn on HBO, you see the show The White Lotus, you can see my son's butt.
The Wide Load? What?
White Lotus.
Oh.
Although he has the family physique, his butt is indeed a wide load. He has the magnificent Schwarzenegger family glutes. Anyway, so it turns out there is now an action. There's a train accident around Milford. Around our home base, and so now we have to use these TX-3000s in an actual rescue. But good news for everybody who remembered that coddled those robots in disguise continuity nods a couple episodes ago, because this is indeed an automated train.
Yes.
Everything being automated.
It's an automated train which doesn't seem to have any passengers, so I guess it's just a transport?
It's like a freight train.
Freight train, yeah.
It's a cargo train, like in Transformers 1.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just full of, like, you know, scrap metal and possibly a couple of hobos.
Yeah. they are hobos, too.
The big rock lord mountain?
So because he used his TX-3000 so well, they are making him rescue leader. So he's going to lead them on this rescue, at which point he does not come up with a plan, but he does freeze the front of the train and also trap himself in his own net.
Good job. Good job, Hotshot. I wonder if he is considered being good at anything. I mean, I guess he's good at sports.
He's considered it, and he decided against it.
Oh, this might be where my one note comes in, or it could have been at any point in this episode. You are useless, Hotshot.
Yeah, that's a pretty universal statement for this episode and a great deal of the show.
Yes, but they are able to get this thing work. They, you know, they, the rest of them are able to sufficiently get this thing working. And so, you know, we're back at the base. Hotshot finally tells Cody, yeah, I'd never even heard of this thing before. Obviously, I'd never used it. And Cody's like, well, you know, it takes courage to actually admit that. Just, you know...
Go admit that to your team.
Yes. So, now we're actually having movie night. We're watching Skateboarding Snakes.
Yay!
World finds it's even more, even better in 3D, although Medix finds that it's better when he closes his eyes completely.
Yeah, Medix is not a fan of this movie.
He was really hoping for the Tourniquet movie.
Yeah. And he's going to be a little salty about it.
But hey, and once again, Hotshot is missing, but this time it's because he's practicing with the TX-3000.
That's good. That's a good change.
Mm-hmm.
No, why? Practicing, especially since they're sending him back to Cybertron, they were just loners.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, I don't think he's going to break it or anything.
No.
Well, though it is Hotshot, so maybe.
He might.
But presumably these things are, you know, pretty durable. Hmm. Alright, and that is it for the TX-3000. And that now brings us to our first extraterrestrial mission for the rescue bots. This is The Big Small Rescue.
Yeah, this is some big stakes.
Written by Danny Stack, last seen around these parts, right in Glitch. So yeah, Boulder drops by, and yeah, he has a rescue for them. They are going to the rock world of Parvus.
This seems high stakes for these small children.
Yes. Well, Carney and especially, well. Especially Parvus. You really gotta vaccinate your dogs before they go there. Is that also a thing with cats?
It's called panleukopenia, or panleuk, but it is basically the same thing.
Okay, parvovirus.
Parvovirus.
Mm-hmm. Always a topic of hot conversation in the at the dog park.
Oh, I mean, you should be vaccinated against it pretty early on, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Mm, but you know, people are always trying to take their tiny puppies there, and you know, I do like a tiny puppy. But
yeah, that's
you gotta have all the shots first.
Yes, that's the whole thing with kittens, is making sure everybody's been vaccinated and quarantined until they are and all of that, so. Yeah. Yeah, don't take your tiny kitten, or don't take your tiny puppies to the dog park before they have been fully vaccinated, please.
No.
Don't take your tiny kitties to the dog park either.
Also, just don't take...
You probably shouldn't take them there, period.
No, you should not be taking the tiny kittens to the dog park. That's not where they belong.
Anyway, this episode, there's also a reference to, like, the giant moon Gigas. Was that a Cybertron reference?
I think maybe, although, let's see.
Or was that, no, Gigantion? What the hell's the name of that planet?
It was that Gigantion, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So they get there, it is indeed a rock planet. I thought perhaps it was the planet of the Rock Lords. But yeah. No, that's, what is that, Cortex, or...
Yeah, I need to, now that I have fully witnessed Challenge of the Gobots, I need to find an upload of the Rock Lords movie somewhere.
Hmm. Oh man, and they didn't break it up into like 5 episodes for TV?
I mean, they might have, but it's not part of the main, I don't think they did. It's definitely not part of the main airing.
It should have been like they break it up, and then for extra time, they have like a giant puppet, Leader One Head with Jimmy Lincoln.
Yes. Yes, I'm in favor of all of this.
Just talking in the barren wasteland.
Speaking of that, well, it is Boulder who takes them to this rock planet.
Yes.
So, thematic?
Well, and of course, there is another reason why we've got Boulder here, because this is an extremely Boulder kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because what they are there for is the Galax.
We're going to save a whole galaxy? That was cute when Maddox was like, we're going to save the whole galaxy? No, they're going to save the Galax.
It is indeed just a tiny plant that grows in, I guess, this single cave that is starting to collapse because of rock quakes.
Hmm. I am choosing to believe that this is Botanica's people.
Maybe. It is sort of like her alt mode, kind of. Little,
I mean, it's vaguely human-ish looking.
Plant thingy with a flower head.
Although, I unfortunately, at no point in Beast Wars do I remember her spraying goo on anybody.
Sadly, no, but she totally should have. She totally should have had some goo that she could spray at people.
Yeah.
That would have made everything better.
It does sort of look like a more colorful dancing baby Groot in a pot.
There, it does sort of look like some sort of novelty decoration.
Hmm.
And unfortunately, because of the instability of this planet, they can't transform.
Which seems odd, but I guess, sure.
Okay, then.
We can have big, stompy robots, but not tires.
Mm.
Well, they can't have too big a stompy robots, because that's why Boulder can't assist them with the whole mission.
Yeah.
Because he's too big.
And it's just on this tiny ledge. They're trying to get to this ledge. It's, you know, World can't fly over there. Hoist tries to use his water blasters on it, which does not work. Wedge tries to dig it up, and then he gets sprayed with goop.
Well, yeah, because the little plant is very aggressive.
I mean, it's not that aggressive. It's just a tiny bit spicy. It just doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't want to move. There's these big things tromping around in here in my fragile cave. I'm all alone in the world.
It's a real spicy bean.
Yeah. Aw, it's a bean because it's a plant.
So they realize, you know, we're smaller than Boulder, but we're still too big, and our tools are all too big, so we have to make tiny tools.
Yeah, which begs the question, why didn't they just get the humans to come here?
I guess so they weren't crushed by rocks.
Maybe there's no oxygen?
Yeah, I guess we did.
There may not be atmosphere, yeah.
Yeah, or it might be, like, poisonous or something.
Yeah.
So Hoist is able to make these tiny tools.
Hmm.
They have some tiny tool adventures.
Which is basically just a tiny fan and a tiny shovel.
Yes. Which does make me think there was a famous Canadian mining disaster at Giant Mine, and then they made a TV movie about it in the 90s. And then the satirical Canadian program, This Hour is 22 Minutes, made a spoof of it called Tiny Mine. Which was about a strike at a mine the size of like a small hole in the ground.
Nice.
Well, a hole in the ground could be any size if you just keep digging. Just go in your backyard and start digging.
So yeah, they keep having cave-ins. They can't get out. So finally, Wedge is able to dig them out with his construction vehicle mode. Mm. Only for Werel to fall in a sinkhole. But luckily, she is saved by the goop.
Because she's carrying the plant, the Galax, and it just squirts all over the inside of this sinkhole, saving them.
Yes. Mm.
Botanica should have been able to shoot purple webbing.
So they finally get to Boulder. And of course, this, you know, obviously Boulder is the guy who is the big nature lover. So...
Yeah.
They take this thing back to Earth. They put it in a terrarium, and they get a second one. It sprouts an offspring.
It buds. It buds a little baby plant that has a cute little face. These things do have cute little like big round alien eyes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the part of the day, it kind of feels like, okay, there was only one on this planet stuck inside a rocky cave, and there's earthquakes and tremors everywhere, and it's the last one in the universe. It kind of feels like this planet was locked away for being evil. And they just unleashed a horror.
No.
That some previous civilization buried.
Well, I will note that this plant is going to appear in a future episode. Oh. And that future episode is called Little Plot of Horrors.
Oh, no!
Yes!
Oh, no! Little plant, no! How dare you?
Feed me, Seymour!
Tiny plant, you were so nice and friendly looking and looked like Botanica, so I was willing to die for you.
Little plot of horrors.
You can't do that. It's not right.
When you introduce a plant creature, you must do plant creature things with the plant creature.
You must do plant creature stories with the plant creature.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's either this or you gotta blind everybody.
Oh, wow. Okay. I just thought of a crossover toy we need. Mm-hmm. Botanica Little Shop of Horrors. Like, I want that toy now. Well, it'd be nice to just have Botanica back in. That'd be a fun alt mode.
I miss Botanica. Why have we not gotten a we've never gotten a Botanica. It's not just that we haven't gotten a new Botanica. We've gotten no Botanica at all.
We haven't even gotten, like, a little super deformed one or anything? Have we? Wait a minute.
I liked Botanica because I felt like when you've gotten to the point where you're just having organics anyway, you should definitely have aliens like, non-Earth life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for the alien creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. We even, like, the club never made a Botanica somehow. Huh. And I don't know what you'd make it out of, but...
Just make it. Give us a Botanica. Yeah. Give us Botanica.
Yes, please. Studio Series Botanica, when?
It was a very cute plant.
All right, so yeah, a couple of fun episodes there.
Yeah.
Quick and short.
Yeah, you know. I mean, they're all short, but I enjoyed it going on like a fun space adventure.
Yes.
Yeah, it seems a little, intense for the little Academy kiddos. Like, maybe don't put the entire fate of an entire life form in the hands of the school kids, but I don't know. I guess that's a fine tradition for this sort of thing.
They had training simulations in a lava cave. It's fine. There was no lava this time.
There wasn't even lava. It wasn't even that dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, that does it for next week. For this week, we'll be back next week with more Transformers Rescue Bots Academy action. Until then, we are all over the internet. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and we have a Patreon.
Yes, we are hosted on iconunderground.net, where we have a Patreon set up to help with hosting and other expenses at patreon.com/iconunderground. For as little as a dollar a month, you can listen to our catalog of super fun monthly specials. They're always a lot of fun to record, and hopefully they are also super fun to listen to. Have we picked something for March yet? I feel like we were talking Daredevil.
We have not. There are some Spider-Man episodes with Daredevil.
Yeah.
We do love a chance to watch some 90s Spider-Man episodes.
Yeah, that'll do.
Like Morbius. Felicia, you are tearing me apart.
Yeah.
I'm sure Daredevil is not nearly as funny as...
No, he's just... he's Edward Albert.
Ah.
Eddie Albert?
Eddie Albert's son.
Oh.
Although, would you believe that Eddie Albert was also on the 90s Spider-Man cartoon?
As who?
The Vulture.
Oh! Yeah, that makes sense.
Cool.
That two-parter, as you might expect, also has a lot of the Kingpin.
Okay, and we are getting some Kingpin action, as we have been teased.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So...
Oh, we could do D'Onofrio impressions, yay!
And we can also talk about, did you guys watch Logan's Run on Monster Don a while back?
Yes!
Because Roscoe Lee Brown, who plays the Kingpin, has a very memorable role in Logan's Run.
He does! He also has a very memorable role in Visionaries Knights of the Magical Light.
Oh, that's right.
Which I may have to get back to talking to now that we've got smaller episodes and also, like, my life is not completely being upheaved. I'm not having to move and also just panic about moving all the time. My,
Oh, the creepy robot!
The recently, established collectibles shop back in the town I just moved away from, they are doing some growing, which is pretty exciting, because they started out as just a couple booths at the flea market, and the flea market closed and they opened, and now they're getting a bigger store. So they are moving, and I went to visit them this weekend, and was like, yeah, hey, it sucks, doesn't it? Pack up all of your stuff and move. It's not fun. So, yes. Yeah, he was, he's Merklin in Visionaries.
Right.
Oh.
Pondering his orb. But yes, he was Box, the distressing robot offering people meats from the sea.
Yeah, it's protein. A really creepy robot.
He's great. So yeah, that is exciting. I am all up for watching. Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch a lot of 90s Spider-Man, as we established back when we watched the Morbius episode, but I watched enough of it and enough promos for it that I definitely have that Kingpin voice, him doing that Kingpin voice, like, lodged into my head. So, if it's a two-parter, we could do both parts. It's only two
parts.
It
is a two-parter. Yeah.
This sounds like we have decided on something fun for March.
And
so.
It's entirely self-contained as well. So
okay.
It's part of one of those, like, season-long, like, 12-parters they had, but the two parts stand on their own.
Right. Hmm. You know who did a lot of that was My Little Pony.
Oh, like the original?
Yeah, because they had 15-minute episodes, because it was always My Little Pony and something else, but then they would also have... But that just meant that if they had written a 5-part episode, it's gonna be 10 parts. Buckle up.
Oh.
I absolutely remember that from my childhood, watching it just being like part 7 of whatever. Like, yeah, it was epic. I will have to do some research into My Little Pony animated stuff so that we can go back and watch some OG My Little Pony at some point. But sadly, Daredevil was not in My Little Pony. I wonder if Roscoe Lee Brown was. I don't know.
But, all right.
We could watch the movie. So, I saw the movie in the theater.
Bow, 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 bow.
It does have Peter Cullen.
And Bowser from Sha-na-na.
Yeah.
So we will be back next week when we do a little cheerleading, and we finally get a team up with the 4th OG Rescue Bot.
My best boy, my favorite boy. I was hoping he would be the one hosting movie night.
Oh, that's right.
But sadly, I guess we will just have to wait just a little longer. Hopefully it's worth it. I'm sure it'll be worth it.
All right, so until next time, I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
And Road Pig is my least favorite Transformers name. I'm David.
Not mixing?
Even Discharge is better. I don't know why. Road Pig just bugs me as a Transformer name. It doesn't work.